What if I told you everything you know about manifesting is complete bullshit and you've been doing it wrong and that's why it doesn't work? But if I tell you one quick thing, it's going to fix everything. Let's go. Alrighty, here we go. I'm going to drop some knowledge, some truth on you. That has been present in my life, that I've been using, that I absolutely love, that I watch everyone get wrong. And I would love to just correct it for everybody, because there is an easy way to find success. Okay, there's an easy way to put yourself in a position where good things happen for you. And I'm going to explain it to you, but I think that most people misunderstand how this works. So it's going to be a little bit different than maybe what you've come to understand. So let's talk manifesting for a minute. Manifesting, the secret, all this stuff, the law of attraction, all this stuff that comes out. Here's what the majority of people think it is. Number one, they think it's woo. I'm not going to talk about the woo of it today. I'm going to talk about the science of it today. We're going to get into the science of it because I want you to know there is some scientific evidence of how this works, and no one's refuting that it doesn't work. People just misunderstand how it works. Okay, so we're going to get into the science of it today. But here's what people think manifestation is. After watching The Secret and after hearing about it from Oprah and hearing about it on TikTok or whatever, people think manifesting is to think thoughts and hope they come true. Think thoughts and hope they come true. I want to have more money. And let me just keep saying it over and over, close my eyes and keep hoping that it works. I'm a little skeptical of it, but I'm going to hope it works. I want a relationship in my life. And I hope that that works. Right? Manifestation in the way of think a thought and hope does not work. There is nothing happening that the universe just goes, oh, Dave's asking for more money. Everybody, let's stop for a minute and let's find a way to funnel more money to Dave. Well, we're going to take money from this account, and we're going to transfer it all to Dave. That's what people think people are talking about when they say manifestation. And that's a really poor understanding of it, and it's incorrect, and it doesn't work like that. And so if you've manifested or tried manifesting in the past and tried to think and hope, that's why it hasn't worked. Simple as that. Now, there's one change that you need to make, and it all comes from a better understanding of scientifically what manifestation actually is. So I'm going to drop that on you right now. This is for all my people who want to find an easier way to be successful, an easier way to get what they want, because this is how it works. So the law of attraction is actually a secondary law, okay? The law of vibration is the primary law. This is the one you should actually know. This is the one you should actually study, the law of vibration. And the law of vibration is more scientific. If we go all the way back to Nikola Tesla, we talked about Einstein. The information that they gave to the world was simply this. If you really want to understand the universe, the power of the universe, the secrets of the universe, you have to understand energy, frequency, and vibration. Because everything in this universe is based on energy. Everything, every piece of matter that you see existing in this world is based on energy. Energy is just vibration and frequency. That's all energy is. Okay, so this is a scientific side of these things. So you've probably heard me say things like, sorry, I have this perpetual cough. It will go away soon, I promise you. You've heard me say things like, you need to shift your state. You need better energy. Okay, I'm going to dive into what I actually mean when I say that and what the true meaning of that is. When I say you need better energy, what I'm really saying is you need to vibrate differently. You need a different frequency coming out of you. If you've ever met someone and you can just tell their energy is really negative, okay, that is literally electromagnetic field that you're feeling from them. It's a frequency. It's a wave that they're putting out. It's like Wi-Fi, right? You put this little modem, you put this little box on your counter, on your dresser, whatever, and it literally sends out frequency. It sends out waves into the nearby environment, and you can pick up internet through those waves. It's crazy. Well, we do the same thing. We have what I call MiFi, okay? MiFi is the frequency that you're putting out on a regular basis. So your frequency, where does it come from? Where does your energy come from? Well, it doesn't come from your thoughts, believe it or not. Your thoughts could be about anything. Your thoughts truly don't matter. What matters, and you're not going to hear a lot of coaches say that, okay? Your thoughts do not matter. Here's what matters. The feeling in your body is the most important thing when it comes to law of attraction, when it comes to manifesting, when it comes to anything. The feeling is the most important thing. Why? Simple. The feeling you get in your body, or the feeling you have in your body on a regular basis, is a vibration. All a feeling is a vibration. It's just energy in motion. Emotion, feeling, is energy in motion. Energy in motion is just vibration. That's it. That's all it is. The vibration you have is the frequency, the MiFi signal that your body puts out into the world is based on the vibration, which is based on the feeling you have. And your frequency is your energy. So feelings equal vibrations. Vibrations equal a frequency that you emit. The frequency you emit is your energy. That's it. That's how it works. So thinking something and hoping it happens will never work. Why? Because the scientific side of it is actually more about feeling something. You need to feel whatever you want in this world. If you want more money, if you're not satisfied with the amount of money you have, okay, first of all, you have to really look at that and go, I have money. If you're listening to this podcast, if you're living in this world, you have access to money. You may not have thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, whatever it is. You might not have an amount that you want, but you have money, or you have access to make money. So the first thing you have to do is feel what it feels like to have money. Instead of just thinking the thought, I want more money, because the universe is actually going to give you the nature of wanting more money. It's not going to give you what you actually want. It's going to give you the nature of what you're thinking. So I have to think, I have money. I have more money than I need. And when you think that thought, you have to keep thinking that thought until you literally create the feeling in your body of what that feels like to have more money than you need. And if you can get that feeling, if you can get that feeling of excitement, that feeling of calm, that feeling of freedom, whatever it is that you feel, if you can get that feeling, you will vibrate that energy. You will send out that frequency. And you will find in the coming weeks and months, you will continue to have more money than you need. Even if your needs increase, so will your bank account. It's absolutely incredible how it works when you can feel your future, when you can feel what you want. Now, typically what you want is already more of what you have. That's the easiest way to get what you want. Want more of what you have. Even if you want a relationship, you can still feel what it feels like to have love in your life. This is why people say you have to love yourself first before you find a relationship. Not because there's some magic about loving yourself. When you love yourself, you feel love. When you feel love, that feeling creates a vibration, which creates a frequency, which creates an energy, which goes out into the world, and you bring more love into your life. This is not the woo. This is the science of how universal energies work. How attraction, how magnetic fields. Look, the bottom line of this is the quantum field. Now, when you hear that, you may think woo. Quantum physics is not woo. There's a lot that's misunderstood about quantum physics. And trust me, I am not a quantum professor in any way. I have just gone down the rabbit hole a few too many times. I actually understand a lot about it. And I understand that the feeling, the vibration, and the frequency are the most important things when it comes to this word they call manifesting. But here's the key. Here's the absolute key. Manifestation is just a boot camp to prepare you to do the work to get what you want. Because when I think the thought that creates the feeling and the feeling is in my body, I'm actually more prepared to do the work that I need to do to get the result that I want. When I am feeling good about money, I make way more money. When I'm feeling bad about money, I don't make as much money. And it's not because the universe conspires and gives me all this money. It's because when I feel good, I am more capable and more productive and putting my hands and brain to work on making more money. I'm more creative. I am more productive. I am less worried, less stressed, less anxious because of the feeling in my body. Harnessing feeling, utilizing feeling, creating feeling is probably one of the top skills for any human being who wants more of anything in their life. It's always about the feeling. We're going through an exercise in my Best You Ever group right now where we're using the power of I am. We create three I am statements and we have to say them every single morning, every single night. But just saying them and hoping will not bring these people results. Saying them until they feel what someone who says I am strong feels. Like my three are I am strong, I am calm, I am healthy. I am strong, I am calm, I am healthy. And I'll say those over and over until I feel the feeling of strength, until I feel what calm energy feels like, until I feel what healthy feels like, the vibration of healthy. And I try to go through my entire day feeling calm, strong, and healthy. Now, if I feel that I'm calm, strong, and healthy, don't you think I'll start to act as if I am strong, calm, and healthy? And if I start acting as if I am strong, calm, and healthy, I will wake up in the very near future calm, strong, and healthy. I won't have to fake it till I make it anymore. That's what we're talking about when we talk about manifestation and we talk about creating the feeling. It's a fake it till you make it. But it's not a mindset fake it till you make it. It's an embodiment of fake it till you make it because the feeling is so critical. Now, this may sound woo to you. This may sound too far out. But here's what I tell you. This is working whether you use it or not. This has already been evident in your life all the way up till now. And it still is. What's the harm trying this? What's the harm of bringing the feeling in to your life? There is none. Nobody out there is refuting that this works, by the way. No group ever says this doesn't work, because it does. Try it out. Let me know what you think. I always love to hear good stories about this stuff. I'll see you guys next week. Bye. Look, if you heard the podcast before, you know about the Next Level Academy. It's where you work with me live every single week. You get access to an amazing community. Plus, you get a portal full of my best of coaching calls that I've ever done and some really good courses that I've created. If you want in, it's only $9.97. You got to know the time is right for you. It's lifetime access. Don't miss out. www.davemoreno.ca/academy.